So let's take a breath together. And if you would, move into a more internal and meditative space. You can close your eyes, stretch out, get comfy. Take another breath and just relax your body wherever you are. And let yourself come into that place of an internal connection, an internal awareness. And with each breath, you can invite a deeper connection to that place inside of you, wherever it is. Whatever the word internal brings you to. And softly, slowly letting that breath guide you, open you, and give you this beautiful connection where you yourself become more and more aware of what this field of energy is around us, what we have that we can focus on, that we can expand, that is so special and so unique. As humans, we have the consciousness, and we are waking up more all the time. So I'm going to ask the Star Mothers to come in and give a little message before the Cryon channel. So from that place of focused inner awareness, let your breath continue to come to that star that lives inside of you, that ancient place where the DNA of the Star Mother still lives as a spark. And take a breath. Dear Shining Ones, we step forward into this meeting. And we greet you with the great joy that lives inside the spark that is us, to the spark that is you. And of course, we have been knowing of your time of great realization, great reawakening, since the beginning of the time we came to you in Lemuria. And now, another step in the unfolding of your spiritual ladder and that touch of place within you, that memory. You were there, who you were, what you did, but more importantly, now, who you are. And where do you choose to focus your energy to bring your light? Where do you choose to do that now? This time is a great gift in many ways, even though it may not be comfortable. It may not be what you like to call easy. Transformation may not be that way. But you cannot push this aside. And we ask you this, our beloved children, we ask you this. Take this time into your hearts, into your beings, as the great gift that it is, in whatever way that presents to you. Perhaps uncomfortable sometimes, perhaps unfamiliar to many. But know that as uncomfortable or unfamiliar as it is on one side, on the other side will be the great liberation of your releasing a new part of your consciousness that identifies more and more strongly with the starseed, with the light being, with the light worker that you have come here to be. And we leave you with those words. You chose this. You were born for this. And you have come here to awaken to it now.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. There would be those who would ask, well, you have a consciousness that's coming in from the other side of the veil. How much do you know, Kryon, about what all of us are going through? There's always been this feeling that that which is spirit, God, whatever you want to call that creative source, is in the other room. And that you are in a creation of your own, struggling. Perhaps occasionally an angel will pop in and give a message and leave. You've even built a term called the veil. Something that you have a hard time crossing, you might say. And all of this is of your own design. It's of your own making. It's your terminology, not God's. The creative source has built a system where the availability of angelic source, power, creation, all of that is right in front of you. It's you. It's that which is the soul, the higher self, which is part of that vehicle, which is even called the Merkaba. A term which is of... known as perhaps a bubble of energy, of sacredness, that you ride in. So you see, all of this perception that spirit is over there and you're over here, you invented that. You invented it so much so that you will go and report and worship in a place, dress for it, like God didn't know what you looked like in your underwear. It's put on something really good so you can go to that place and sit there, kneel, sing, worship, leave. Like you open the door and say hello to God, then shut it again and come back. That's your perception that never was from the creative source who made you in the image of God. As you sit there, as you listen, did you know you're complete? It's just your perception of incompleteness that creates your reality. Oh, I want to talk about reality. I want to do that a little later today. Right now, I would like to give you some information in terms that I hope you understand. That talks about, in clouded ways, what you're going through today. Those from the creative source, those angelic beings all around you, we, the ones who support you in all things and love you, we, the ones who have our hands out for you to take all the time when you're in trouble, we know what you're going through. We know what the world is experiencing, and it's a little different in the overview than you think. I'll put this in very three-dimensional terms. And this particular information has come from a channel that I recently gave to a very few people. It was not recorded in a way that we would then have my partner distribute to you like this will be. So I'm giving it again. And it goes like this. Imagine for a moment a very three-dimensional example, that you're in charge of a factory. And in this factory, there is a great deal of mechanization There is high technology. There's a lot of pieces and parts moving around, and many, many individuals run it. Each one has their own part in this niche with their machine, perhaps, or their inspection, perhaps, and they make a product. And it can be something small, it can be something big. Imagine it for a moment. And it may even cover a great deal of space, and you as the manager look out and you will see perhaps 100 individuals or more. And you'll see the products coming off the assembly line. And they're good. And those products go on then to support so many other people who sell them. And they're good products. And they're used by a lot of people and they're needed. You might say it's a win-win situation because it gives a lot of people work. A lot of people use the products. And it's a good system. Now you come in with an efficiency expert, which management has hired, to be with you. And the efficiency expert looks at everything and spends a month. And that person, that human being, goes and looks at everything that's being done. And then there's the day when they come back and report to you, the manager. And they say, you know, with a few tweaks here, you could get maybe 20% more product. 20%. That's astonishing in a factory. And in doing that, you would repurpose those individuals. They'd all stay. They all keep their jobs. But you'd repurpose them. Some would go into a higher echelon of inspection and doing things that your product really needs, you know. And you could do it faster. And the plans are all laid out, and you take a look at them, and as a manager, you look and you look and you look and you laugh. And you say, well, Mr. Efficiency Expert, you do understand that you might be right, 100% right, but if we do this, we have to shut the factory down. We may have to have it down for 2 months, maybe even three, where we retool, repurpose, retrain, and in that time, there will be no products. Therefore, Mr. Expert, it cannot happen. And it doesn't. And this has been a theme of many factories in many countries around the world. They cannot stop production in order to improve the product or change the system. It's not possible. It's not doable. Or is it? What's happened to you? Why are you at home? Why aren't you at work? Are you understanding this? This is a metaphor, one of two I'm going to give today. What happens when the unthinkable is created? A stoppage of months where you can repurpose and retool and think about things and come back fresh. Now, I'm not talking about a factory, dear ones. I'm talking about a lot of other things, including the consciousness of who you are, of what you're doing, of why you're doing it. The things you cannot even ponder because you're too busy, aren't you? You're busy in your own factory, human beings, of being with each other a certain way over time. Some of you know exactly what I'm going for here and what I'm talking about. This is a time for change. Again, everything stops. Impossible, but it did. We've given channels before, a couple of them, that talked about this very thing. That when a human being gets in trouble and they go to the one who helps them psychologically, that person will say, take a day off, go into the forest, walk around, and stop your life. So you can think about things. Now we have the whole world able to think about things. I'm going to give you another example, and you may think it's controversial, but stay with me. I'll take you back to the 1700s, maybe even the 1800s. It doesn't matter. Because there was a paradigm in Europe. And the paradigm was that every single country was at war with the other one. Oh, they took turns. They took turns. But the stories go for hundreds of years. The armies and the conquerors that would sweep over the various lands belonging to, whether it was Germany or France or England or Portugal or Spain. And that's not all of them. But they all were conquerors at some level. One of them conquered a great deal of the planet. This was the paradigm. Wow. You think about the battles at sea between the English and the French. They didn't like each other very much. Always at war, seemingly. Or when they weren't, they were resting for the next one. Every single one of those countries had their own time of creating that which is conquering of the others. Some of them were good at it, some of them weren't. Some of them won, some of them didn't. And you know the names of the conquerors and the famous ones and the Napoleons and all of that. And as you study history, you'll see that over and over and over and over, it didn't change. It didn't change. So let's create something fun. You as an individual are getting into a time machine, and you're going to say, well, I'm going to meet some current people from the 1800s, maybe the 1700s, we can have a little discussion, and they're going to be on the edge of their seats, and they're saying, you're from the future. And you're going to say, yes. What's happening in the future? What happened? What conquering is there now? And then slowly, you start to tell them about something that happened 75 years ago. You are there meeting with those in the past. And they're asking you what it's like, and you're telling them about the Great War, and you're saying that 75 years ago, something happened. And they won't believe it. They'll say, at that point in time, at that juncture in time, you said all those countries decided, we're not going to let this happen again. What can we do to keep this from happening again? So they decided to put a trade organization together with just a few of them. And it held. Over a period of years, they said, well, let's stop the borders. Let's not do borders anymore. Let's make a union that works together so you can travel easily between all of these former enemies. And it held. And then against all odds, they say, well, let some of them have a common currency. Can you imagine changing your money to be with another country's money? And they did it. Now, dear ones, there'll be those listening to this and say, well, yes, this is the European Union and it didn't work. I want you to think for a moment. The economics of it is still being tried and tested. And the reason? Because nobody on this planet ever did that. Ever did that. And it has to be adjusted and reworked. It's got to be redone for fairness. It's not done yet. It's still testing. But what did they really accomplish? Let me ask you this. Did they go to war again? The answer is no. In other words, it took a full stop. Completely. Devastation, in their case, completely. In order to rework this puzzle, this factory of consciousness with all of those countries, to put them together in a way that no one ever dreamed could happen a few hundred years ago. Do you see what I'm saying? You are in this you are in this situation, and it can go so many ways. There are those who are going to want to return to everything you did, the old ways. You want to put everything carefully back. I'll tell you, that's not going to work. Get ready for retasking, for new consciousness, for what the futurists are going to say was always coming. You went to a place where you can recover far easier than if you had had a war. Think about it. Think of the benevolence of this. That's what I wanted to tell you. You are in a position right now for grandness, for grandness. I tell you these things because there are things coming that I know are coming. Things that will disappoint you, things that will make you angry, things that will change. But if I could talk to you in a few years, you'd say, wow, we needed that. And here you are. I'll be back, dear ones. I want to talk some more about reality. And so it is.